Okay, we're on here. So welcome to the special meeting of August 28th, 2014. We have a roll call, please.
Mr. Luke, absent. Mr. Pleasant?
Here.
Ms. Powers?
Here.
Mr. Smith?
Here.
Ms. Devine?
Here. All right. Okay. We don't do a Pledge of Allegiance for this, do we?
Yeah.
Or do we have a special?
That's not typically something you
do. Okay. All right, then we are just going to go into the purpose of our meeting here is to continue our discussion about setting our goals for the board, for the governance team. And so I know at our board meeting last week, we handed out an outline that was, purpose of that was to kind of get our creative juices flowing and put some ideas out there, knowing that, you know, it's not set in stone. If something, you know, didn't look right to you, then and that's what this meeting is for, to talk it over and try and figure out if we're on the right track, and then also to come up with some actual kind of work plan type things, some things that we can measure. Did you bring that with you, Dick?
Yeah, I either have it in here.
Okay.
Sorry, guys, I have to eat because I haven't had no lunch.
Okay. I'll wait till you get that pulled up there.
Go ahead.
I'll catch up.
Okay. Okay. So I guess if we want to just, well, first of all, any general comments from anybody about this? I don't know if you've looked at it or not.
I looked at it.
Okay. Did anything jump out at you as things that, you know, made sense for the board or maybe didn't make sense for the board?
No, I thought it was all on target.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought you and Ed did a really nice job of taking what is essentially a bunch of random thoughts and getting them organized and putting together some structure and even beginning to condense and modify with some of the terms and things that you use.
Are you looking for a suggestion on how to proceed?
Well, I mean, first I want to just see if anybody had any general comments, you know, and then, but yeah, I mean, I also just want to say, I know when Ed and I kind of were working on this, we did talk about the fact that when you're setting your goals and objectives, you can set them very, you know, easy to attain, middle of the road, or very challenging, and we both agreed that we wanted to stay in that middle towards challenging area instead of just real easy, automatic, we're going to meet these goals. So, you know, we know that going into this, we might set some goals in here that we may not attain by the end of the year, but we'd like to push ourselves to go in that direction.
And just to add to that, I think there's merit in being able to say, if we didn't meet the goal, why didn't we meet it?
And
what they have to do to change it.
Maybe it wasn't the right goal.
I don't want people to feel that was failure. That
right.
To me is as much of a learning process to go through and say what it
I
is.
I agree.
Okay. Right.
And my only suggestion was maybe start with the four main topics. See if those four are where we're going, and then maybe each going one at a time to see if we can add any action steps to it.
And we picked those four main topics because those align to the district strategy. If everybody feels comfortable with those.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that getting aligned, having the board aligned to the district is absolutely
essential. Must,
I think that if we were to happen to go a different direction, that it would create confusion.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. Well, having said that, if we want to start in the first one with student learning, so we've talked about the four main topics, and so now if we go to student learning, underneath that, we had student growth and innovation. So, you know, if we want to do this kind of level by level, do those seem like two areas that we want to cover, or is there something you'd want to add to that, or revise, whatever. Brian, maybe I should text Brian.
I really think that those really target the things that we ought to really be focusing on, is what can we do to help students achieve and grow academically, educationally, and what is it that we can do to help instill a sense of innovation throughout the district. I think if we were, I think most anything else would be getting too much into the detail.
Yeah.
You know, goals ought to be, you know, a target in the distance. And
especially for us.
Yeah.
Yes. Especially in this area, yeah, too. Right. You know, this is one of those areas where yeah, our biggest thing is, I think, to support and encourage.
Yeah, because I think that we want to watch, too, that we don't overstep.
Yeah, right.
Which I think can easily... Well,
she might get after us if we do. I don't know.
Yeah, well, you know, and Diane, I think that you need to put that input in, you know, because, yeah, you know, I don't want to see some of this going into an area of micromanaging kind of thing where we're overstepping our bounds.
Right.
So.
See, the only problem, and I agree, mm-hmm, the problem with that is that when you use the word support the superintendent, and encourage, those are non-measurable.
Right, mm-hmm, right.
And so that becomes, that, there's where that becomes difficult.
Mm-hmm. Is that, unless you add on to that, support them by
doing this,
by, you know, whatever, you mm-hmm know, however that is.
Yeah.
Visiting, let's see if Brian. Yes, go ahead.
Okay, and I don't he's mean on his so way much with Diane and Todd, but I mean like with
any
of the, like, with the staff.
Right.
That's what, you know, to support them right through the means that we're supposed right to or whatever, you know.
With, like, if we say support staff professional development, then, you know, that it's a little bit linked to the financial side, but it just means that we're going to pay attention to our finances to make sure that we
have what they need,
monies.
And I think, I think also it's a matter of setting expectations. Mm-hmm. That the board has an expectation that teachers, administrators will participate in professional development and mm-hmm seek out professional development either, you know, locally or, mm-hmm, or someplace.
So do you have any ideas about how to add something that could be measured? Measurable.
I mean, I think that's what we're going to have to talk about. I mean,
this
conversation is helpful. And again, if we can't come with something now, maybe we can try to generate something mm-hmm and bring back to you. I mean, that's mm-hmm that's going to take a little bit of thought.
With the support staff professional development, like on that, like you just said, you know, financially and staying on top of making sure that we have the finances structured, you know, for that personal development. You know, like we should, I like how you just said that.
And the expectations.
You know, that we're not going to watch that they're doing the professional development because that's not our job. Our job is to make sure that that we're backing them and have the funds available, that when Diane comes and says, hey, yeah, we need this, okay, then that's our job to step in and say, okay, this is, we can provide this.
And Dick had also
yeah
said the expectation that we convey the fact that we do have an expectation
right
that our staff seeks out professional development, I guess.
Again, I think you're going to have some that are just not real concrete measurable for us as a group.
Right.
So,
and
I mean,
have to look at, you know, how many people were involved in professional development last year, or how many more opportunities we provided this year, or,
yeah,
I mean, or maybe this is the baseline year mm-hmm for collecting, maybe looking at, remember the large list of people who are involved this
yes
summer?
Yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And
right
how we might increase that or incentivize that. So mm-hmm one of the things that came up was teachers wanted to take that for credit to work towards their licensure and get paid. So we use Race to the Top to cover that. Well, Race to the Top funds are now gone. So what are some things that we might want to do to help that be an ongoing
trend or whatever?
Trend. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We only promised 1 year you could do both because we weren't sure. But if that's something that the board, I mean, that would be something I would think of. So, and you could measure that.
Right.
So just for my two bits.
Right.
So underneath that, we could put financially incentives. You know what I mean? Like we would be responsible to organize some kind of incentive.
And also that we would monitor. We would, you know, we would also, you know, ask for that information, ask for the numbers of teachers that are getting professional development and, you know, I get maybe just making sure that we stay on top of the kind of professional development that's happening, making sure that it's worthwhile. You know, I remember after you got here that first year that one of the teachers who'd been here for a long time said it was the most effective professional development they've had, you know. So I don't know if there's, I don't know if you have ever, if you do surveys or anything or, you know, some things like that that could give us some more kind of measurable information. I don't know. Even, you know, what are they looking for? Does that align to?
So that's how we build what we offer in the summer. So I think those structures are in place.
Okay.
I'm personally, I mean, I'm happy to share those. But I think, again, the function of the board is to create policy procedures to do that work. Mm-hmm. So
I do like the idea of a survey go out to the teachers. Mm-hmm. I think that's kind of cool.
We do that at the beginning.
What type of incentive would you like to see?
Oh.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I like include them and have them give us some ideas on what they would like.
And see, I think you're stepping over. Mm-hmm. I mean, now you're into her ballpark. I think ours has to be policy development.
Okay.
Staying current.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I agree. Money. Right. And money. So what would... You know, what are we willing to put towards that to make sure it happens? I'm not speaking articulately. But
I understand.
But you're just saying that, like, our what is our policy towards professional development?
Sure. Mm-hmm. Now, one of the things some years ago, I was in the LPDC, the Licensed Professional Development, and the State Department of Education, this was like 10 years ago or more now, but they were encouraging professional development in the classroom and were encouraging teachers to do, you know, reflections, really a lot of the things that are now being done on even a bigger scale, you know, research what it is that you're doing, experiment in your class with different methods of instruction, do research into your own teaching. And so I think it's important as you think of professional development that, you know, the old adage that experts always come from some other city, you know, we need to think also about people within the district and be cognizant that there are types of professional development that can be homegrown.
Is really, you know, when you think about Literacy Collaborative and the after-school things we put on with our coaches, teaching our teachers, and they'll find an expert in that area and show it up. So and the entire summer piece was done by our staff. So depending on someone's expertise, Schoology, some of our principals even put on sessions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's good.
I've got several things.
Go for it. Right. Yep.
No.
You've written down several things. Yeah, okay.
I think we have a nice one for that.
Yeah, for the student growth area. Yep. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've got collaboration listed there. I don't know if. I mean, I think that does. When I looked at this area, I thought this one was the area that we really didn't have as many measurable type things, I guess.
I think it was collaboration, gonna be part of it. Too, is part of that professional development that we're talking about. So as teachers get together and do their data teams, all that is professional. They're working on their work.
Right.
So mm-hmm. I think those two could,
yeah,
in my mind, blend pretty easily.
Okay.
And again, it maybe go back to the baseline. You know, how many inner collaborations are we having, and mm-hmm. have some kind of baseline mm-hmm. on that. So see how we can work.
Because that, I mean, that's definitely been a trend
mm-hmm.
of having different meetings like that. So, okay, so then if we go down to the board development, you know, we just kind of threw out a couple of things there. Stay current by, and obviously attending OSBA conferences.
Research.
Mm-hmm.
You know, current legislation.
Mm-hmm, right.
Oh, well, that's already on the
Yeah, seat. Yep, uh-huh. And then, you know, making sure that we stay on top of our policies and...
So B and C may be under A. Is
yes,
what
yes, hearing. Yep, yep, right. Right.
Yeah, that's what I would say. I wouldn't make right. those separate. I would make those as A, 1, 2.
As actions mm-hmm. for that.
Right.
Right.
I think that one says all of it right there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even think you yeah. need to add any other
things. The only thing I was thinking of is just the effective use of board. I had just jotted down the effective use of board committees. You know, as part of board development is, I guess that's just one thing when I see all those committees still. And I know a lot of them are ad hoc committees, but just making sure that we're...
Just put number three, committees.
I don't really know where...
Or effective sure committees. That.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, review the effectiveness of them.
Let us fiddle with that one.
Yep, okay. Then if we move down to innovation. Nair, we had talked about under innovation that part of that would be networking to see what other boards are doing. And in there, again, OSBA, other school district, Board of Education's, literature, which again kind of tie, and part of that's, I mean, OSBA journal and the briefcase, but even newspaper articles, things that you read. And again, not to get this stuff and then tell Diane, you know, this is what you're going to do. But I think to give us ideas to be innovative, I guess, in our district and start conversations.
So you want to add on another one there? Or you want to put that?
I put that under literature.
Yeah, just under put literature. It under literature.
Mm-hmm. That would be somehow
kind
we need
of
to
an
make
overarching
that a
thing.
A global one.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then we've got staying current with educational trends. Again, you've got research in there, and then just kind of like what we did at our last board meeting. Hi, Brian.
Hey.
We are, and I don't know. I didn't make copies of this, Brian, but. We're kind of going through this form.
Okay.
So we're at the point where we're talking about innovation and student growth. And I guess to kind of give you a heads up, we all agreed that the four areas that we had set up in our, that aligned ourselves with the district strategy. And we want to
get
maybe some copy. Yeah, that would be good. Thanks. You've got a clean one?
No.
Okay. Cleaner than mine, though, probably. Yeah.
Yours.
Okay. But we all agreed that student learning, financial stability, safety, and developing community engagement were the four areas that we wanted to focus on. And those are the four areas of our district strategy as well. And then we're starting to go to the sections underneath each one of those areas and see mm-hmm. if we can't come up with a, kind of a work plan type thing,
okay.
something that's maybe measurable. And then
yeah.
I think, think Ed and I will probably take
that's
this
right.
and... rework it again and try and come up with a final one and send that out. So that's kind of our goal right now.
Hey, but, Sue.
Yes.
How we were talking about community network under literature, I don't think we want to put that there. I think that should go under four. Building community engagement.
Where do you, I don't have community
She wrote
net.
It in separately.
We wrote it in because we were talking about it.
She wrote it in separately.
Okay.
So she's now saying she's going to move that to four.
Okay.
Say yes.
Yes. That's a good idea, Amy.
I'm just trying to help.
Thank you. Oh, yeah, because I was looking on my sheet. I'm like, I don't see it on my sheet anywhere.
You know what I'm talking about, right? Or am I crazy?
I'm with you.
Okay, were we talking about that?
No, we're fine.
Okay.
That's the place it belongs, though.
Watch it, Mankin.
Oh, now we go to single last name, right?
That's right.
Is that like saying the middle name of the child?
Yes. Yeah, I know when my mom says Diane Michelle, it's awesome.
That's right.
Is that your middle name? Mm-hmm. See, I knew that we had a lot in common, mine too.
Oh, really? Wow. Jeez. Okay, so we are on innovation underneath the stay current with educational trends by A, supportive of appropriate resolutions, B, do research. So again, if you have kind of like that action plan, I mean, the first one, I think, supportive of appropriate resolutions, I think that's what we did at our last board meeting, you know, when we talked about the Constitution, thorough and effective, keeping that in there, and then also when we talked about Common Core.
And so we probably put down how many of those we have, or how many we'll have at the end, the baseline type.
I don't know that. You know, some years there might be more than others. I don't know if a number is an effective way of measuring, or are you just saying that? Well, go ahead. What are you saying?
I'm just trying to get
empirical. I think at the end of the day, you're going to produce the resolutions that you did that year as a result of what. Mm-hmm. Who would have thought we'd have been having some of the actions we've been having? Mm-hmm. So,
I think it becomes an empirical piece.
Yes.
Correct.
So, yeah. Documenting.
As I'm hearing,
right.
The more empirical we can get, the cleaner it is.
Right.
The more empirical.
Right. I don't think we want to set a goal of having, ten resolutions,
right.
And then...
Oh, my goodness.
Right.
Yeah. Just appropriate. You know, I think we have supportive of appropriate resolutions and, you know, maybe providing the making sure that we are documenting that, tracking it.
Well, I think it's important as a function of the meeting then, like if we were going back to last meeting and we already had this in place, as aligned with our strategic plan, referencing that as much as possible. Mm-hmm.
Right.
We've committed to focusing on student learning, however you want to work that.
Mm-hmm. And supporting resolutions that we feel support our strategy or our goals.
Mm-hmm. We could even document that on the agenda itself. For example, that's what we're doing in Admin Council this year. If it's not related to one of our strategies, we reference it on each one, but it doesn't make the agenda if we can't connect it to those four areas.
Okay.
So.
Mm-hmm. Makes meetings shorter.
That's what they think.
Yeah. Okay.
That makes you need more creative. Yes, it's a valid reason. Now, where does it fit?
That's right.
So, yeah. I mean, it makes you think. It makes you think about what your goals are and how you're trying to reach them. So, okay.
We did when we were on 2C, I guess it is, research legislative issues. What about like lobbying or something more than research? The reason I'm thinking of that is this Common Core thing is not going to go away.
Okay,
that's obvious.
And under the developing community engagement, we have advocate.
So
we have public relations and advocate.
Well, it could go both places. It really could go both places.
Could.
You're lobbying here, and now over on the other end, it's... So, I mean, you can have them two places, because in essence they're doing...
I guess my broader question is there more... Is there anything we're missing under one? Is there anything, Diane, do you think that we should be doing besides what we've already came up with and already listed to help with, as a board, to help with the
student
growth and achievement area?
Okay.
Is there anything that we could be doing that would be helpful? And I mentioned the Common Core because I think that could really blow up this year. I was at a dinner with my wife, a lawyer thing, Dorothy Philander was there, and so I asked her about it, and oh my gosh.
Yeah.
It's like the opposite of everything that we were talking about. You know, and she basically claimed that she had gone door to door, and the parents are like furious and up in arms.
Yeah. Okay. I'm not sure what neighborhood she was in.
No, she
wasn't around here.
But, you know, and then I was driving down the road, and I saw a sign somebody put on their lawn that said Common Core with one of those red slashes through it.
Down Raymond Road.
Went on Fifth Street to Alice and Bob.
So all I'm trying to say, Diane, is I just want to make sure that we're doing enough to help, you know, as
support there.
If there's anything.
So more than research, but also be active, what do we want to say, active advocates for policies that...
And I do, I think that is, it's in our developing community engagement, but like Ed said, I mean, if we want to include something in that board development.
Well, yeah, I think his point is well taken in that the lobbying is towards the research.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And so that, I don't see a reason that
just
he can't put it in place.
Deeper.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, my response back to you, Brian, is that, if we have something that we've missed, the STEM school thing that came up and it wasn't in your... See, I believe you can go ahead and add those things to it and be able to,
okay.
to put action to it. And so you cannot sit here and think of everything that's going to happen in the next 3 to 5 years.
Right. No.
So you have to have the ability to amend and do it. So
it's a fluid document.
Yeah. So I feel that we will have... But I think your point's well taken and I would add it. I mean, I did
make a comment about lobbying.
Yeah, advocating, lobbying.
I'm an active advocate. Mm-hmm. I like that one.
Yep.
And it's about being active. Just
right.
And that, I think.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm certainly going to, in terms of action steps, are we at that level yet?
Yes. For which one now?
Like, I'm still on the first one, the research into educational trends. Is that something we want to split up, or is it something we're all going to try to take part in? I know some of the things we're going to be splitting up the work.
Yeah.
Do we all want to be up trying to keep up with some of these things?
I think it's important for all of us to, you know, to try to stay active and involved in all of these areas. Now, certainly, there are going to be things which are, you're going to have greater activity, greater interest, hopefully more impact. But I don't think that I want to say, well, you know, I don't have to worry about current educational trends. I don't have to think about that. Or I don't need to worry about professional development. I may not do much in those areas, but I need to, you know, listen, pay attention, read, know that this is an area of responsibility for me.
I also think that of the four that we have here, there one and four are probably the more universal board, where I'll use Amy as an example to say, we're not going to turn loose that, but that's obviously an expertise in it.
Okay.
Therefore, you know, keeping up to date or having her be that. But as far as one and four is concerned, I would agree with Dick that we would take an active role in that.
Sure.
Some will be more active than others.
Right.
Dick's going to be more active in legislative type part of it.
Try to be, anyway.
Happened so far.
You also have to understand where Dorothy's coming from, too. And she didn't talk to any neighbors because the closest neighbor is 5 miles away.
Well, just because I was at a dinner with my wife, I was polite to her and didn't ask her what door-to-door actually meant.
Very good.
Okay.
But anyway, I agree, Ed, that some of them are going to... Safety is a really good example that I I'm going to try to do more to get informed about educational trends this year than maybe some of the safety things. Mm-hmm. But the finance, we all have to kind of be...
We have to have an understanding of it.
And yeah, we're all in different, we're all at different places there. But and I, you know, I mean, we can track how many OSBA conferences we go to, or you know, things like that. I mean, that would, I think that's something that would be good to see how many hours, and we could set goals. I know they have awards for OSBA. You can, you know, you can get a, you've gone to so many hours, and you get a little paper or something that says you've been to a lot of classes. So.
Yeah.
Sometimes, it, you know, there is a benefit to some of those. You do a lot of networking, so, okay. Okay, are we ready to move on to number two?
Let's make sure, Brian, are you okay with B then, too? We've kind of talked about it.
Under the innovation.
When we say network by, those would be the action statements there.
Did we put anything more specific for networking with other school districts, like any like concrete steps for that?
I don't have any, so I'm open.
Yeah. I mean, we could start with our neighboring school districts. We could say, you know, set goals for districts that maybe the leadership team visited. You know, maintaining relationships with them. There's a lot of different things that we could do there.
One of the things that I think creates a challenge is that many of the school districts that are adjacent to us are in circumstances different than we are.
Right.
Depending on what issue and mm-hmm. what you're looking at. And so I know when, you know, a lot of times you go to a conference or you talk with somebody and they say, well, this is what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've got this program going on. And you mm-hmm. say, oh, well, that's really nice. But it may not
right.
really fit, mm-hmm. you know, where we are and what we need to do. Mm-hmm.
I remember Sue and I did that at a conference. We talked to, what's her name?
Janie.
Yeah, Janie
Lambert from Fairbanks.
When we went through all the difficult stuff.
Right.
We went to a conference, and so we were there, and so we just started talking to Janie about, you know, because she's with Fairbanks. And
right, and they had gone through some challenging times, too.
So kind of tell us what happened when you guys went through it, you know, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And so that's a great place to network. Is at those conferences with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I think it's important to be able to identify districts that may share
right.
some of the same issues and concerns
right.
or some of the same...
Yep. Maybe they have similar programs. Maybe they started them before we do, and we right. did, and we want to hear what
yep.
some of their challenges were or what worked for them. And again, not to run the district, but
yeah.
you know, to understand as a board what kind of things we're dealing with.
Yeah. Well, sometimes other boards have some processes in place that our
yes.
district just doesn't have. One I'm familiar
right.
with from other districts, it's kind of a buildings and grounds committee, and board mm-hmm. members sit on that. But I think there's
mm-hmm.
other things happening, you know, that we could learn from
mm-hmm.
and you know, say, hey, that makes sense for us or doesn't make sense
right.
for us, but we like this element of it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, are there... And this is out of ignorance. Do superintendents of school districts get together, just
mm-hmm.
sit down, have coffee, and you know, this is what's going on in our district? And
we have two meetings a month through the ESC. So we have one that's designed to be legislative. So someone comes and gives us an update, normally BASA.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other one is typically they bring in something or we set the agenda with hot topics at the time. So, you know, we've talked College Credit Plus, we've talked college partnerships, some of those kind of things as well.
Right.
So,
well, that I don't know if there's those kind of opportunities for school boards.
Mm-hmm.
to just kind of send out an invitation to two or three different school boards and say, would you like to get together and sit and
have a
donut someplace?
We did that. We went over legal issues with boards of education, things that you can and can't do. And we had a lawyer come in, and Tracy kind of set that up for us, and we invited North Union and Fairbanks, and had maybe half of each of those boards show up. So it was nice. I mean, we're pretty close to each other. So so that was a nice thing to do, and that could be one of our goals to, you know.
Host a couple a year.
Yeah.
That would be something.
Right, and we could do a geographic, you know, neighbors. We could, and we could do a select one too. If there were, you know, people that we had met at the conference that, and we said, oh, you know, we'd like them to come and just have a little roundtable discussion about current trends, invention, whatever.
A lot of times, meetings that I've gone to, some of the best information and most value was outside in the hallways.
Sure.
So. Okay. I think that gives us some good ideas. All right. Ready to move on? Okay. So when we get to the financial stability, it says that we're going to monitor the district's comprehensive financial plan to ensure both adequate resources for operating the district and the effective and efficient use of taxpayer dollars. So in that first one, we're going to monitor the district's comprehensive financial plan by following our cash balance policy and also studying the five-year forecast, the PI forecast, bond forecast. Thoughts on whether that's a good way to lay that out, or would you add some things? And I guess kind of looking at this generally first, and then we'll get to the specifics.
I think that's good. Just it puts it all right there.
And then as far as if we're not, I mean, because I know if we're ready to move on, I'm thinking like for action plans, we can make sure that, you know, we can say the board members need to sit down with the treasurer and go through the five-year forecast on a one-on-one to make sure that you really understand that, you know. I mean, because I think Cindy did that.
I think that if you don't understand it, you should do that.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, I think like for new members, I think like for new members, you know,
say,
I think it's
time
nice to have.
And I think for us to pick up this time when we really
Do like you and I have been through enough 5-year forecasts.
Right.
And maybe, you know, maybe you all feel comfortable too, but I think that.
Yeah. And I think that even if you have a question, even like you and I, we could call him and go in. Do you know what I mean? But to make it like a mandatory kind of thing, I think it should be, if you don't understand, you know, that's, you know, one of the things you should do.
How do you feel about that, Todd?
I'm always open to meeting with anybody. I mean, I agree with her point. I mean, having, creating goals that create extra work
for no reason
that isn't helping anybody, but I'm happy to meet with anybody anytime.
Well, I think too, with having the plan done, or the 20-year plan done, one of the things Todd has put out there is that he wants to get a PI forecast plan done.
Right.
So really your task would be to approve a 5-year, 1 year, whatever you're developing plan by the end of this year. So by the completion, by May, that you would have established priorities and approved recommendations of the treasurer. I mean, you don't want to sound like I don't want to mean blanket approving, but you've collaborated, you've helped develop, and ultimately the board will approve and establish a 5-year plan for the PI. I mean, that's a pretty lofty goal, just right there in isolation. Our operating is, we kind of know where we're headed. That's the next piece of that overarching plan. So from that may develop other things like the impact of the bond and what we want to do there.
Right.
But I would say, you know, maybe about December time, we'd want to revisit, and that might be something else you're adding to that, but idea of having that in place by the end of the year, I think's aligned to that overarching and pretty lofty all in itself. You know, the first step in that was getting the report.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So now it's about kind of vetting through those priorities.
Right.
And establishing and mm-hmm. presenting a plan might be mm-hmm. the better way to...
It's a real, I mean, I guess the first part there, it seems like it's there's not so much action there other than just educating ourselves and making sure that we understand all the information that's in front of us and asking the appropriate, you know, asking questions if you're unclear about something to, and making sure that we're in the position to make the decisions and feel comfortable. And because then you go, when you go down to the next one, it's all about communicating that. And I think that's where we really come in. That's our one of our biggest jobs, you know.
And I think you can put on their community newsletters and community involvement, like going to the different one
mm-hmm.
and just
right.
like with levy committee, you could put underneath there community meetings
mm-hmm.
to explain about the levy. You know, mm-hmm. that could be like number two, and then one under that. So, you know, I think that's where it comes into like the chamber, the churches, mm-hmm. the women's groups,
right.
all of that should fall under that there when we get there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, really think about starting with the end in mind. So if the
right.
end of the year, what do you want to accomplish and, mm-hmm. and what are the things we need to get there?
Mm-hmm.
You know, certainly those are all groups we want to hit, but you also know this isn't necessarily your full-time job, so
right.
we wouldn't want to bite off
yeah.
more than it is possible to consume. Or does that
right.
make sense?
Yeah.
So I
yeah.
think
yeah.
that's, but you kind of need your plan.
Exactly.
So you can develop your talking points on those three pockets for communication, right? So
exactly. Mm-hmm.
I would say keep that in,
yeah,
in mind.
Yeah, keep that in mind, right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, that could be a place to split up the work a little bit too. If a goal is to get out into the community a certain
mm-hmm.
number of times
mm-hmm.
between all of us, you know.
Right.
If you wanted to put a number on, I don't know if you did.
You could put like community awareness, because it's going to depend on what topic you're on
mm-hmm.
as to who you're going to have to hit, how many places it would be to hit. Like the levy committee is going to be one of your biggest.
Mm-hmm.
Which are where you're going to want to hit everyone. You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean? Like you're going to want to touch where we'd have a lot more. I don't want to say communication out there with that.
Mm-hmm.
Then,
but I do think personally, I think your A has to be done before your B totally happens.
Exactly. Right.
You
yes.
know.
Right.
So.
Right.
The I don't know. You know when that plan will be done, but then your next step would be to develop your communications plan, and I would stop right
mm-hmm.
there with your work plan.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So, does that make sense?
Yes.
Yes.
For that first one, 2A, I've been going to these sessions that OSBA has offered, and I would like to meet with you one-on-one sometime this fall, I guess. But is there anything else that you would recommend as I'm trying to get educated about school finance?
It takes a while.
Unless
you're a treasurer, I don't know. Yeah.
As far as recommend to help in the learning process,
yeah.
I mean, I think the OSBA conference, you know, we've got the big one coming up.
Mm.
You know, that they have like the track sessions there where you can pick
uh-huh.
and choose. Well, mm. this is where I don't know much, so I'll go. I'll pick this hour learning session. And sometimes you go from there coming back with more questions than answers, and then you can kind of go from there. So I think that'll be a big one, and you know, and then I can help you with any of those questions that come up.
I think you went to the Finance 101 class,
mm-hmm.
didn't you? Yeah. And that is probably not a bad class to go to more than once, you know. But yeah, I mean, I agree. You go to those and then just have your little list of questions and
mm-hmm.
call Todd. For Laura.
Well, it's all new to me. I don't do I took accounting in college and I fell asleep. I'm sorry. And the professor came up and glared at me, and I realized I was not in the right place. But I'm learning. I'm going to keep learning.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't think I got much ahead of you there, because there's one governmental accounting.
Really? Okay.
The entire accounting degree. So you know. Right.
Wow. Okay. Feel good about number two? All right. Moving on to number three. Yeah. Okay, good. Mm-hmm. So, just the board will support and promote a continued focus on safety. And so where we just put that support safety by, and that's just supposed to generate the discussion. Mm-hmm. Throw out a couple of ideas there. Ensuring resources to maintain safe facilities, supporting training and education for staff and students and families. That's probably another one where we could track and say, okay, how many times are our staff being trained in a certain area? And then also when we had some of the family stuff, and every year you're going to have new kids, new families to the district, so making sure that we have a good plan for that.
As I mentioned in the board meeting, I see under A, the insured resources for safe facilities is being directly tied to the PI discussions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
And I think in discussing with the public that, we'll focus on the safety aspect. certainly you want beautification and mm-hmm. you want efficient and you want a lot of other mm-hmm. things, but I think safety is something that people will tune into.
Right. A lot of this stuff is so interrelated too, because it goes down to that
absolutely.
Community engagement and right. Telling the story about PI levies and, what's the history been in this district and how much money have we been receiving, and the fact that it's been this, amount for a certain amount,
that's
a long time.
That's why it's important. Communication is embedded in each one and not its own thing. And why communication is in its own section on the overarching, because we felt like each one needed it.
Mm-hmm.
So I would encourage you to think about just what you're saying. So I thought the same thing when she read the safety thing. It's definitely related to all of that conversation with making sure our doors lock well and are replaced and the windows are safe, and I think that that makes a whole lot of sense.
The playgrounds, I saw at Edgewood, the custodian out there raking the stuff around, the equipment, so forth, because kids fall. But have we done what we can do to try to make sure that it's a good, safe place for kids, and that ties right into the maintenance how we're gonna fund all that stuff. So
I think you can look back and say the fact that we approved Todd having Jeff Gordon do that PI forecast falls right into our goals. Because how can we come up with a plan if we don't have that long-term forecast that's based on really detailed research of all of our buildings? So that could be a measurable. We can retroactively approve this and say we've already checked something on.
Okay.
It's just the first step in the process,
right? Right.
We have data.
Yeah. Do you have anything you want to say about safety?
No. And I love this training stuff, the Alice and all that. That is just phenomenal.
Well, I'm gonna stay on 3B, just like with the finance. Like some of the sessions at OSBA events or whatever, I want to keep trying to get to those, because I see it as something that's constantly moving. Like the threats to kids in the schools today are not the same as 5 or 10 years ago.
Right.
And they may even be different next year.
Absolutely.
Well, we received an email, a very passionate email from an individual who feels that we need to be aware of
start times.
The start times.
Right.
And how that relates to
health
and safety.
Right. Mm-hmm. And those are the kind, I mean, I think as boards, and because I know there are a lot of issues with that, sure. But we can do research and we can network and we can talk because some districts have done it. So find out what they did. And again, it may not work here, but you need to have those discussions, right. I think.
Well, I thought back, because that's been discussed.
Oh, for a long time.
And I think that falls into the utilized resources like the mental health resources and stuff like that.
Yes.
That'll tie right into there,
mm-hmm.
you know, by using the data mm-hmm. that comes from the professionals,
mm-hmm.
you know, where we can have them come in and tell us what is that data, why is that data, what do you see, mm-hmm. what have you found in the trend, mm-hmm. the schools that have changed, what's the differences.
Mm-hmm.
Well, did you say there was a discussion of this issue that you remember in this district?
We even discussed it since I've been here about, and it is a little bit later than it was when I started. I think start time here was 7:15 when I came. It's now 7:40 at the high school.
I have it written down on the paper here.
It's about
7:32.
So we have looked for ways to flip that. Our argument is a lot of the younger kids are in childcare already at that time because their parents go to work or they're sitting in our SAC program. It's just it's a huge switch. And as large as our district is, we can't do too much differently than we are currently with our routing system, running kind of that two-tiered system. We have our land that we cover is such a large area that we're kind of limited to do too much.
We'd have to essentially double the number of buses and so forth. But I know back in the 70s there was research that said...
There's substantial research that supports sleep studies for students. Right. But then also, you know, we also know a lot of our students are working till 11, 12 o'clock at night. So those are all factors. And it's been a long-standing high school debate, mm-hmm. for those of us who spent our life in high school.
Yeah. But we can do research again. You know, you can look out there and see, are there trends? Who's doing it?
Well, if that's a priority of the district.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I was standing nose to nose with the manager of a McDonald's because he could care less about having somebody clean
schedule,
up on a Tuesday night. And
yeah.
I said, well, it's a problem, sir.
Right.
Okay.
Well, the work permits used to help that back in the early 70s because they would limit the number of hours they work and when they had to quit. Mm-hmm. And when that went out the window, so yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And they took some took advantage of that. I just asked Amy if she has any specific actions that she sees to call me and what led us, because I don't know any of the actions.
Right. Okay. So I know, like, the one down on where it says utilize resources, we've got community partnerships and, you know, some other groups that are already out there. But I was thinking also the space in our buildings as part of those resources, if there's, going back to that whole Euler school visit, you know, and looking at those community partnerships. And so if we have building space, can that be a resource to provide needed services, or, you know, not in the like shooting safety thing, but more in that mental health or things like that. So that was just something that I thought about, and kind of like a shared service, in-house service kind of an idea. And again, that may not be something that we need here, but I thought about it, so I jotted it down. Any other comments on number three? Okay. So then the number four is solely focusing on that, on the community engagement, the fact that the board will be ambassadors for the district. You know, a lot of this is communication. It's also our building liaison plan for the year, attending extracurricular activities, making sure we're communicating with the superintendent and treasurer.
So I have some questions about this.
Sure.
Where do you want to start? You want to just go right through?
Sure.
Yep.
What are some specific things that we could do? And I'm thinking, I guess, sort of individually right now for letter A. Mm-hmm. Like, and I don't mean like passive things. Like, obviously, if we're having a meeting and things come up, we can advocate for them right there at the meeting. Mm-hmm. Or talk to the reporters that are there, whatever. But are mm-hmm. there things, are there more active things we could do throughout the month? Are there any specific action steps like that that anybody's thought about?
Well, that's what we're looking for.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
You know, I think there's times when I'm an advocate for public education in Kroger.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know.
Or the post office.
Yeah, or the post office. You know, but I think when you go to a meeting or attend a school event, a church event, or whatever, just being, as an individual, being open to a conversation and say, you know, if it gets long and maybe the setting's not the most appropriate, just say, why don't we meet some other time and sit down when we have more time to be able to fully discuss and talk about this. I think listening and being willing to discuss Common Core, mm-hmm. You know, maybe even going into the lion's den, you know, and say, you know, let's really talk about this.
Mm-hmm. What's the lion's den?
Well, like putting yourself into the thick of things.
Not the store.
I thought you meant the TV.
Yeah,
I was going to say, don't walk in there.
I have no trouble with that. I'm just wondering if there are things that we might actually put down for this year. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'll just throw out some possible examples,
sure.
Like writing an op-ed piece.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
speaking
giving
city
talks.
Council.
Yeah, giving mm-hmm. a talk somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, like I like everything that you mentioned,
right.
But I see that as more like how you're going to handle
react
people going to you.
Yes.
Well, versus along that line, we have superintendent's corner. We have treasurer took that point. Maybe the board needs to have a monthly newsletter to the public or a
mm-hmm.
monthly. Public letter
mm-hmm.
In the paper or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Or we do email blast if you want
yes.
to do like a quarterly
right.
type update to parents on what's happened in the past 4 months with the Board of
mm-hmm.
Education.
Right.
You know.
That
yeah.
might be.
Three.
Right. Sorry.
Sorry.
And it can be things like, you know, three board members attended
right.
the conference,
right.
you know, and
right.
and went to sessions and tried to improve themselves.
Okay.
And just, you know, let people know what you're doing.
And always include the dates of the next meeting in there.
Right.
Our next set
dates,
of meetings.
Location, yeah.
I think policies
mm-hmm.
that have been approved.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a reference to the website. I think those are good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we have to make sure our website is updated, right? Make sure that everything on there is current, you know.
Yeah.
You know. We could have a Facebook page even if we wanted to.
Well,
yeah.
Didn't somebody mention...
Trust me. I'm not going to do that.
I don't know if Facebook...
Oh, let me do it.
If we're going to do
something
that's
your area of expertise.
Would it be a Facebook page, or would it be with the existing Board of Education
existing Board of Education page? I think we could
rotate. We could write something, like Ed could write something 1 month, just a paragraph or two even, and then we could rotate it, or, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yep.
See, I think all those are...
I think they're good, they're good ideas.
They're all good ideas.
Yeah.
Good action steps.
Right.
The other question I had was about C. When we went through and kind of put our names down for these building liaisons, did we... Have we done anything more with that? Like, have we defined what that is, or talked to any of the principals about
I'd sent something to Diane. I think, did I send it? Did I?
You did.
Okay, yeah.
And we're going to go over it at Admin Council on Thursday.
Okay, good. Because I said, before we made any official start with us, I wanted to make sure Diane had the chance to.
Okay.
So I had sent her, and I think, I think I did, guys. I can't remember. This week is kind of a blur for me. But, I've got the schools, the principals' names, their phone numbers, the hours of the school, and the office hours, and then the school day hours, too. And so sent that all out, and I copied the blurb from the OSBA briefcase article that gave me the idea to do this.
Oh, okay.
So it says kind of what the purpose is, and... gave a couple of examples that you could do. I mean, obviously you want to go in and meet with the principal. You might want to go in and have lunch someday and just sit with some students or sit with staff, go to a PTA meeting, all sorts of things that you can do.
Yeah.
And I did. I met with J.B. Ritchie yesterday and told him that we were planning to have building liaisons, and he was really excited about that. I think they like seeing us in the building. They like knowing that we're interested in what's going on in the classroom. And So yeah, you're going to do that at Admin Council on
Thursday
of next week. So once she does that, then we can get going and start contacting your buildings. And,
okay.
And again, you don't, if you really want to go to some other buildings, you're curious about some other buildings, I'd just let Diane know that, hey, I'd like to just stop by this school. It's not my liaison building, but I just want to stop by. I think everyone's going to be aware. If you're okay with that, as long as once they find out, then for the rest of the year, we can just make direct contact with the principal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of, I don't really set it up with the principal now. I've told the principals, there's a little panic when I first came on, because I'm like, sure, go ahead, go. And that's not how it was prior. So I'd like to know you're there, but it's really up to the principal to pick a good time and, all those kind of things. I don't know their schedule, and that's easier for you two to communicate.
So a quick call or a quick email to Diane, just say, hey, by the way, I'm going to be in the buildings these days.
Yeah. Some people might set a whole schedule up and just, that's perfect.
I got to three elementaries.
On the first day? On Thursday?
Was that Thursday?
Thursday.
I got to Raymond and Northwood and Middle Valley.
We were at Raymond on the same day.
Yeah.
That's kind of why I like to know, because sometimes they feel like,
bombarded.
Right, which isn't ever the intent. I tend to just stop in, so I'll avoid places.
Well, do you always call in advance, or do you literally just go in sometimes?
I did. I contacted Diane and said, I'd just like to go, and all I did was walk in, walk through the hallway, and just told it every teacher, every custodian, every cook, every secretary, everybody that I could see, hey, glad you're here. Hope you have a good year.
Right. You should let the principal know.
Yeah,
okay.
And that was, I went
to the principal's office first
and said, I'm here, and, I don't want to interrupt anything, but I just like to go through and tell people, hi, glad you're here, hope you have a good year. And they were like, "What would you like for me to go?" I said, "No, you don't have to. I know you're busy. You've got things that you're doing." I said, "I'll just try to stay out of the way and, you know, won't interfere." So, you know, there were times, there were some teachers that were meeting and collaborating and trying to get some things done. And I just stick my head in and say, "Hey, just want to let you know, you know, welcome back. Glad you're here."
Yeah. We had talked about maybe, you know, when you go into the buildings, we always fill out those visitor badges. We had talked about maybe having name badges that we could just have, so we go in, take our name tags with us, and we don't have to do the visitor thing.
Yeah, we talked about that. I don't
have a problem with that.
A reason.
Okay.
Certainly, you're not going to be able to still get in. You're still going to have to
still have to push the button, but we'll have that name tag on.
Well, and I think sometimes if you know, go to a building and you have your name tag, then people know that you are in. You're
connected. And
that's what
you want
to
do,
to look for as well. Yeah. I mean, we train them to make sure that.
Do we want to do a lanyard type thing?
We'll just make the same one staff get.
Yeah. Okay.
Only it'll say board member and have the school year on it.
Okay.
And maybe we get a discount at the movie theater.
So, I think what I'll do is, if that list is okay, I think I'm down for the high school and for Creekview.
Yes.
I'll start there, and I'll call the principals and meet with them first. And then maybe talk about a PTA meeting or coming in for lunch or some of these other things you talked about that actually sound pretty useful, at least once in a while. Like, you know, and then maybe branch out and try to visit some of the other schools later in the year or something. Mm-hmm. How does that sound?
Teachers seem happy to see me.
They like
They are.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, sometimes that helps in terms of just relationships.
Definitely.
You know.
Right. Yeah. I mean, they want to know that we care and that we know what they're doing, and, you know, we see some of their challenges and we see some of their successes and all that kind of good stuff. Okay?
What was the, when we had our meeting last week or whenever it was, there were some tickets sitting out, and one of them was like a little blue.
Yes.
What is that for?
So that gets you into home athletic event.
Yeah.
You
just all the fall.
Okay.
But fall, now, if you have an ID, you can just use your
any home athletic event, that one ticket works.
Yes. No, it has like it'll have FB for football and GS for girls soccer, things like that.
Right. They punch them out, right?
Yeah, they punch it, and then you had the reserved seats for football. So the tickets were so that you could go, and actually you have a reserved seat when you go in there. So. Yes, so thank you for, that was nice for them to do that. And so now you have, then tonight, we each got one of these. Which,
I never sit down.
Yeah, so that will give you the schedule, so now you know when you can go to those.
Holy cow, there's a lot of sports.
There, you could do something just about every night.
I think you should attend all of them.
You're going to be busy.
All my kids' sporting events. I went to half, that was my deal with them.
Okay. If you just make half of these,
then, I don't know whether I got a blue.
Then I don't need to work. No.
Well, there's some extra ones here. I thought you put one.
Well, nice. You know, it would be good though to go
somewhere in there
besides the football.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Maybe, you know what? Amy might have grabbed it. She's taken my papers
some
before.
Some of these probably don't get as many attendees.
We'll blame it on her.
Thanks. Sorry.
Okay.
Golf is tough.
I think I'll go to more sporting events while the weather's still nice.
Basketball is always great. That's always happy when it was basketball season. In that, you know, I just want to point out that section B too. You know, networking in the community and with businesses, and we've got in there. Well, that B one says provide and support connections and partnerships by networking in the community and directing interested parties to the superintendent principals. So, I just want to make sure that we talk about that a little bit too, you know, so that, because we each have a different circle of acquaintances and connections out there in our community. So just keeping your ears open and, you know, and that's one thing when you are a building liaison and you see the things that are going on in there, as you go in and you talk to the principal, if you're out in the community and you hear somebody talking and you say, you know what, there might be an opportunity here, you can talk to the principal and say, I just wanted to let you know, I know this person, they're good at this, you know, if you'd like to talk with them, here's their contact information. I mean, kind of promoting that partnership opportunity. As I did, I know when I went to a business impact breakfast for the chamber this last year, it was at Van Dyke's tooling, and afterward, and he was talking about robotics, and so afterwards I said, wow, you know, our base program was doing something, or maybe it was the bicycle thing, but I was talking to him about the base program, and so I gave his information to Nichelle, and I told him about Nichelle and some of the things they do, and you know, just kind of said, hey, if you guys want to work something out, here's the contact information. And I emailed Nichelle to let her know that I had talked to him, so she was excited about that.
Are there any partnerships that are, you may not be able to answer this in general, I'm thinking of like problems or, you know, like...
opportunities for...
Well, just, let me give you some examples so you can see what I'm talking about. Like the guy from the Boy Scouts that came, not everybody thinks the Boy Scouts are all that great. Some, in particular, I'm thinking they're still sort of behind on gay issues.
Mm-hmm.
So there could be some alarm bells for certain kinds of partnerships.
Mm-hmm.
One of the parents who went to the presentation about the new alternate of the early college high school said that she hopes it doesn't just become a route into Honda or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, sir, are there any, like, are there any limits or constraints on partnerships that we could, or is it,
I mean,
more,
I think
like,
it's important. I think it's important to run things past Diane.
Right. So I think the most important thing is to get him connected with me, and then we'll filter through, kind of like when he came and spoke, okay, let me get you to the right place, and we're absolutely going to engage them doing the colors at the football games. That's all worked out pretty nicely. So I think it's, if someone has a genuine interest and has something to give, send it my way.
Okay.
You're just kind of going to guide them to
you
me.
Can
how
you can sort out what what's a productive and healthy partnership. Okay.
Let me give you an example. I came with one today.
Okay.
Scott Westfall. Do you remember Scott? Mm-hmm. Jim Westfall is his father, and Jim was one of my reluctant people who came the Thursday night and left there very excited. His son is Scott. I met with Scott. Scott is retired from West Rico under all the premise, and again, I'll give this to you. I'm not promoting anything other than he's completely retired. He has all the, it's a science-based. I mean, he's he's biochem. He's got all kinds of, he spent time in Switzerland. There may be a place sometime that we could, as a facilitator, even a speaker or whatever, but I think this would be...
Even a mentor.
Even a mentor.
Right, right.
Yep. Thank you.
So I'm just saying, to me, that's the... Now, do I advocate that? Scott is... All scientists, and I'm one of those, are strange.
Okay.
It's a little strange, but I think a lot of information, very innovative, moved his way up through Nestle's extensively, and again, to have somebody that prolific, there might be a place for it. And that's all I'm not promoting anything other than that was a nice move. So
thank you.
Certainly.
No, that's a great example, though.
Yep.
You know, I mean, because we have a lot, and kind of like when you talk about professional development in-house, I mean, when you think, when you look at our community, we've got loads of people in our community who just have so much information and want to support our school district. I think about John Neufinger, you know, has spoken several times about wanting to help in some way, you know, and so, again, channel them through Diane.
takes care of one of my after meeting things.
Okay. Well.
Any other specifics that you have, let me know. I'll be working on this in Orlando for the next 10 days.
All right. You'll have your laptop. Your laptop out on the beach, right?
There's no beach in Orlando.
Kind of well, you know. Orlando.
No, whatever. Yeah. Poolside.
So we'll be back in 10 days.
It'll be a little hard to concentrate.
But if you have some specifics, what's our target? Do you want to review this again at the board meeting? You want to have another special? And I need to visit to find your format that you want?
Yeah, yep. I mean, we'll get together. So, I know at some point we're going to need to have an executive. We're going to need an executive session at some point to talk about. I think we're going to talk about negotiations. At some point, we had talked about how we wanted to. I guess that's going to come after the 5-year forecast, mm-hmm. right? Okay. We could meet before, early at our next board meeting to review this. So, because, what is today? August 28th. So, and our board meeting is the 18th?
18th.
Yeah, September 18th is our board meeting. So, you're going to be getting back
maybe a week after.
Yeah. Right.
But I'll communicate with you when I get back.
Okay, yeah. We'll see if we can do that. And so maybe...
I'll at least clean this up here to get it so then we can put it in whatever format we want.
Right. That sounds good. So let's see. We meet at 7 o'clock. Would we want to do a 5:30? Give us time to have our meeting and then take a break before the 7 o'clock starts? You okay with that?
Yeah, that's good.
You okay with that?
We may be recommending an executive session as well
okay.
at that meeting to discuss the sale of property.
Okay. Okay.
Right.
So we're gonna. So it might be tentatively 5 or 5:30.
Mm-hmm. Ours would be short.
Okay. Maybe 5:15.
Call that just meeting starting. Just a regular meeting. Just. Changing the start time?
Yes.
You're going to call it a regular?
We're just making the start time of our board meeting earlier.
Okay.
As a work session?
As a work session?
I think that's the question.
Yeah, yes, a work session. A work session
okay.
tacked
okay.
on to the beginning of the board meeting.
Okay.
Are you okay with that?
Yeah, that's
okay.
That's fine.
I mean, so otherwise I think it's too tight to try and fit a work session before the board meeting. So.
Okay.
We don't want to tie up too many of our nights because we're going to be attending extracurricular events, so.
Hey, I got my first one Friday night.
I know.
I'm in the concession stand.
That's right. Good. Well, that was the other thing. We've talked about maybe having shirts that say something about Marysville Board of Education.
If you come in to the office sometime during the workday, then we'll have Caroline get you set up for getting your name badges.
Okay.
It might be best if you just emailed her. I can take care of coordinating times, but you might want to be in charge of your own calendar more than... doing it. I'm happy to
So we need to contact her because
just
your picture taken or
they snap a little picture, it prints right there, she'll give you a little clip and you're good to go. It may take all of 10 minutes.
That's done here.
Yep.
Okay.
You just want to make
and
sure.
That's is it Caroline or Carol?
Caroline
Ketterling.
All right, I'll come
Not
in
sure
sometime, maybe next week.
Okay. Okay. You may want to call or
I can call ahead of time, make sure she's here. You don't want to miss her. I'll let her know
reaching
out.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And really, those will get you into whatever contest you want. You don't even need the passes that they get.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right. And I did, which just made me, when we were talking about some of these other things, I had asked Todd what the balance was in our board fund, and I believe what's available was 900 after the fall, the capital conference. Okay. It, you know what, maybe at some, if, when you're not super, super busy, which is never, but it'd be nice to see a list of what, of the different charges.
Of what's been spent so far, detail?
Yeah, what's been spent so far, yeah. Sorry.
So, Diane, is every staff and teacher wear a lanyard all day in the buildings?
A lanyard or a clipping thing.
They have lanyards with clip. I mean, they come with a clip, too, so you have the option,
right,
kind of.
So any adult in any building is either going to have that or one of those temporary visitors.
Right.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I throw my lanyard on when I go into buildings.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah. And I think those will be helpful, mm-hmm, you know, if you go to a school event, football game on Friday,
sure,
night.
Right.
Just clip it on.
Because that helps to identify you.
Mm-hmm.
If we end up with a shirt,
mm-hmm,
or something like that. But
who's choosing the color?
Not purple.
That's the last thing I thought would ever come to you.
Would you like to? Would you like to choose?
No.
Would you like to design them?
No.
Are they going to be, yes, are they going to be like purple and green and orange, swirlies and stuff?
I would like to report as well that the flooring came in today, so we should see some action hopefully pretty soon. So that's good news. They're still shooting for life safety on that Section A for September 15th.
Okay.
Furniture will be the hiccup, and is our hesitation in posting a date for open house still,
okay,
but we're monitoring that. So.
Okay.
We're looking like around the 9th of October-ish.
Right, okay.
The county is having something, so
yeah,
we're probably going to go the next week, but in that time, rough time frame.
Okay. And I know at the last chamber meeting, there was a talk about a date, and I was like, oh, I think that's when they're having their open house.
Garrett called me in a panic.
Yeah.
So our Fab Lab will be here Friday, a week from tomorrow. So that will be in place and ready to go. Teachers are being trained next week. Ronnie will be picking that up on Friday, bringing it back. It's going to be a part of a large kickoff on, I'll give you the date, September 9th at Pickerington North High School. All of the districts who received a mobile Fab Lab are coming together. So I think there are 7 or 8 of them will all come together in their parking lot. There'll be a big media invite. I would invite any of you to come. I don't have the time yet. That's the only reason I haven't emailed you. I know the trailer's due there at 7:30 in the morning, but media won't be there that early. So they will set them up in a parking lot, do some snapshots. We'll be taking teachers and students. Kathy and Mike Robertson will be going. Scott McLemore from Honda will be speaking on behalf of workforce development and the importance of workforce development in schools. So
okay.
I'll forward you
it's
the
time. It's
probably
going to be more a morning time thing.
My sense would be it'll be a morning.
Yeah.
Did you say all? That's all at Pickerington?
It's at Pickerington North.
Yeah.
So they had really the biggest space to pull it off.
It sounds like a lot of fun having all those trailers.
I know. I have an investment committee meeting that morning, and I can't go.
So, but it'll be good PR. I think I've sent you pictures of what it'll look like. You know, our logo is on there. All the other school districts' logos are on there. So it's a pretty neat collaboration piece.
Right.
So
great.
Okay.
Yep. We good?
Mm-hmm.
All right. We need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Pleasant, second by Mr. Smith. Roll call.
Mr. Pleasant?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Luke?
Yes.
Ms. Powers absent. Ms. Devine?
Yes. Motion carries. We are adjourned at 5:27.